During their first regular meeting of 2024 on January 9, Town of Verdun Council held a public hearing with respect to conditional use and variation application submitted by Diversified Oilfield Services. Proprietor Dale Lewis outlined plans to use a heated, canvas-covered building on a temporary basis to permit staff to conduct trailer maintenance indoors during the winter months. He acknowledged that the company erred in setting it up without first obtaining a permit, and the action was subsequently reported. Development Officer Corey Nixon advised that the structure, considered an accessory building and only usable as such, is a conditional use in an industrial zone. The town's zoning bylaw states that a principal building must be constructed prior to any accessory ones being added. Therefore, the company requires a variation to put up the canvas workshop before building a permanent one. Lewis stated that he has begun obtaining quotes and arranging financing in order to fulfill the long-term plan of constructing a new shop, however it could not be facilitated before the onslaught of winter. He was also unable to source a space to rent which suited the company's needs. As of the meeting, the company now has a signed agreement to purchase a town-owned lot to build on, and council approved the application subject to a variation order and building permit being received, the canvas structure being kept in good repair and the permanent building being constructed on the lot within the approved timeline. Lewis said that after the new permanent building is erected, the canvas building may remain in place for cold storage purposes. New PGT board members council appointed Chelsea McInnes, Heman Electric, and Bryce Galbraith, Stillwater Adventures, to a two-year term on the Prairie Gateway Tourism Board of Directors. Skate Verdun SPONSORSHIPA sponsorship in the amount of $500 towards the annual Skate Verdun Fund Skate, held January 5 to 7 at Tundra Oil and Gas Place, was authorized. Climate Adaptation, Disaster Mitigation Workshop approval was given for two councillors to attend the Eco West Canada Municipal Climate Adaptation and Disaster Mitigation Workshop in Killarney on February 7 or at the Elkhorn Resort on February 20. Southwest Business EXPOA motion was passed authorizing any available councillors to attend the annual Southwest Business and Entrepreneur Expo in Deloraine on February 7. Nurse Practitioner Program Council authorized the sending of correspondence to Premier Wab Kinu, Health Minister Uzoma Azagwara and Riding Mountain MLA Greg Nesbitt expressing opposition to the potential termination of the Q-Docs Inc. Nurse Practitioner Pilot Program. Launched in October of 2023, the initiative is touted as improving accessibility to healthcare and helping to address challenges like the shortage of primary care providers and prolonged wait times in emergency rooms and urgent care facilities. The letter urges provincial officials to extend the program beyond its current January end date. During the discussion, Deputy Mayor Mark Savvy reported that the matter had been raised with Premier Wab Kinu during an impromptu meeting with members of the Western Caucus in Verdun on January 1, and that further information regarding the province's position is expected in the near future. I don't think it hurts for the province to know, even if they are on our side and they are totally going to do it, extend the program, that we're paying attention to, said Mayor Tina Williams. I would rather us send a letter that gets tossed in the garbage than wait and not send it and have this program expire because we were waiting for them to speak first, added Count. Lynette Grumpelt. From the committee reports, Count. Savvy, who serves as co-coordinator of the Westman Emergency Group, advised council that he would be stepping down from the position at the end of 2024. On behalf of council, Savvy expressed appreciation to outgoing St. Mary's Anglican Church rector, Father Matt Kuvisk, for his service to the community, including time spent as Padre of the Verdun branch of the Royal Canadian Legion and as chaplain of the Wallace District Fire Department. Kuvisk will be leaving Verdun later this month to take up a new position in Chilliwack, B.C.